Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, October 13th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Wholesale prices surge in September. Half the country says their financial situation is poor. Criminal prosecutors fleeing Chicago. King Charles picks a date for his coronation. Also ahead, my head-to-head interview with Chris Cuomo. But first, the producer price index, the amount businesses pay for goods before they hit the shelves, rising to 8.5% in September. Economists blame increasing costs on inflation and labor shortages. A recent survey from Bank of America says families are turning to credit cards to pay for daily necessities. 40% of adults have gone into debt within the last 18 months. Survey from the Associated Press finds 46% of Americans now describe their financial situation as poor. That's up from 37% last March. 6 in 10 blame the bad economy on President Biden. 3/4 say the country is heading in the wrong direction. The president, however, telling CNN, quote, "They say this every 6 months. If a recession occurs, it will be a very slight recession," unquote. Record number of prosecutors fleeing Chicago. More than 240 have resigned from State Attorney Kimberly Fox's office since July 2021. Like other progressive prosecutors, including New York's Alvin Bragg and Philadelphia's Larry Krasner, Fox is facing criticism for her city's staggering crime rate. Violent felonies in Chicago up 44% since she took office. The woman does not want to prosecute criminals. And that's why Chicago is in disarray. The United Kingdom unveiling the coronation date for King Charles III. The monarch officially takes the crown May 6th at Westminster Abbey. The event will be the first coronation since 1953 when his mother, Queen Elizabeth, assumed the throne from her father, King George. After the elaborate ceremony, Charles will be head of state for 15 nations, including the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Jamaica, collectively known as the Commonwealth. In a moment, O'Reilly versus Cuomo. Don't miss this. Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Last night, I appeared on News Nation, a cable network. I did a program hosted by Chris Cuomo. You remember him? Roll it.
An employee of former President Trump says he was directed, or they were directed, to move boxes after the subpoena came in from one basement into the Mar-a-Lago residence. What matters to you about this?
Is that Cassidy Hutchinson again? Is he the one
that did it? We do not know who it is.
It's an anonymous source.
We do not know who it is.
We don't know who it is. How? Another anonymous source? How many does that make in the last 6 years? How many do you think? 35,000 anonymous sources? Look, all it is BS, Cuomo, unless there's a cross-examination of it. So I mentioned Ms. Hutchinson, who said that somehow Donald Trump sat in the back of a presidential limo and leaped across and grabbed a Secret Service agent in a fit of anger on January 6th. Well, okay, that's physically impossible if you know what a presidential limo looks like. And number two, why didn't the January 6th committee subpoena the two Secret Service agents in the car to get the story? Because the two Secret Service agents said it never happened. However, Cassidy Hutchinson was page one for a week. So forgive me if I don't take these anonymous anti-Trump stories seriously.
Well, it's not
if
all
it's a
anonymous.
Cross-examination situation.
I got you. You definitely need cross-examination. You got to vet it. There's
yes,
no question about it. We should be qualified in our understanding. It's about what the right questions are at this point. So the reporting is that it's a Trump employee who told the FBI about being directed by the former president to move boxes. So assuming this person is real and the testimony is real, to me, it seems like there are two big questions. One is, can they prove can they prove that they were told?
Maybe he didn't want to trip over the boxes, Cuomo.
And
maybe,
why
maybe
did
he
they
wanted
move
the boxes
them?
In another place.
And why did
maybe
they move
Maybe they
them?
Were blocking his view of his pool table. Who knows? This is ridiculous. But all of this anonymous source garbage, I mean, how much more of this are we going to take seriously? I don't take it seriously.
The only thing I'll push back on about that is you and I both know that in journalism, you don't have anonymous sources. You're almost never going to hear anything from
I never
the seat
use
of power.
Them. Cuomo, I might be the most successful journalist in the past couple of decades. I never use anonymous sources, ever, because it's not fair.
Your
it's
greatness,
right.
Your greatness aside, would you at least stipulate that a lot of the major reporting that's come out in our country, people need protection from power? And if you didn't have anonymous sources, you have to vet them, you have to corroborate. But the idea that you would never use them, then you would really rarely know what's happening around power because people wouldn't speak.
I don't buy that at all. The Watergate
is
the best example of this kind of reportage. The Watergate situation, the best example of this reportage. And as you know, Ben Bradley, the editor of the Washington Post, had Woodward and Bernstein corroborate all the deep throat stuff.
Right.
Okay. That's how you do it. You don't say some Trump guy said, I moved the box into this room. It doesn't matter because it may or may not be true.
Right. But I'm saying
but how
don't
does
wave
the news
away
consumer know?
Every anonymous source as if they're all equally lacking. You got to corroborate,
track record
obviously.
Here, Cuomo. There's a track record here. I just mentioned Cassidy Hutchinson. It was total bull.
So that was a pretty lively situation. I'm glad I did it. And I did it because I do not believe in the cancel culture. And we want to get the word out. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 2018, researchers discovered a group of ancient bones in southern Poland. The skeleton turned out to be the remains of a young Neanderthal girl born 115,000 years ago. Wow. Here is the story of prehistoric man and, of course, woman in the Age of Woke. 65 million years ago, the dinosaurs were wiped out by a giant asteroid about the size of Manhattan that crashed into Earth. Free from the fear of being eaten by a T-Rex, mammals then spread all over the planet, and human beings developed from those mammals. The first people walked the savannas of Africa roughly 400,000 years ago. During this era, people shared the planet with some now extinct relatives, as the Neanderthal girl discovered in Poland. I'll tell you what happened to her in a moment. Human beings soon developed weapons, language, the use of fire, and other tools, then migrated into Europe and Asia. If you think modern life is difficult, things are really tough during the Stone Age. The life of prehistoric man and woman was brutal. Communities lived in caves, constructed small huts, protected themselves with primitive spears. The average life expectancy back then, 25 years. Most humans died from infection of the teeth or starvation. Many were killed by giant predators, including woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, and mountain lions, which we have today. The infant mortality rate, 50%, and 20% of women died during childbirth, according to scientists. For those who survived, they ate wild berries, shrubs, tree bark, animals cooked over the fire. 95% of the Neanderthal diet was meat from wild game and birds. Some foods like deer and fish were consumed raw. And here's something else you might not know. The young Neanderthal girl discovered in Poland was violently attacked by a giant bird. After examining her remains, scientists found bite marks embedded in her bones. They identified the source of the bites as a prehistoric ancestor to the modern eagle. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.